Obama's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, graduated with the class of 1960 from Mercer Island High School, located on an island in the middle of Lake Washington in Seattle. The Chicago Tribune characterized Mercer Island of the Eisenhower era as being a rural, idyllic place, not the pricey community of corporate luminaries it later became. Among those who live there today is Paul Allen of Microsoft fame. Many of Stanley Ann's classmates at Mercer Island found her to be strong-willed and unconventional. She touted herself as an atheist, and it was something she'd read about and could argue, the newspaper quoted Maxine Box, Stanley Ann's best friend in high school. She was always challenging and arguing and comparing. She was already thinking about things that the rest of us hadn't. The Tribune noted these classmate recollections belied Obama's campaign speech presentation of his mother, which the newspaper characterized as, "If you have any lingering questions or doubts about the Hawaiian-born presidential candidate with a funny name, just remember that Mom hails from America's good earth." Elaine Johnson, a classmate who used to wait for the school bus with Stanley Ann, confirmed that Stanley Ann did not like having a boy's name. Others said Stanley Ann felt no need to date and was not interested in having children. She was remembered as a girl whose mind was in full tilt. The Tribune further reported that Stanley Ann did not want to leave Mercer Island and move to Hawaii. Her father felt business opportunities might be better there. In the newly created state of Hawaii, he hoped to revive his career as a furniture salesman, which had faltered in Seattle. The Tribune quoted Neil Abercrombie, currently a Democratic congressman from the 1st District in Hawaii, as being part of the long coffeehouse sessions that Stanley Ann and Obama Sr. enjoyed while courting at the University of Hawaii. "I think she was attracted to his powerful personality," Abercrombie told the Tribune, "and he was attracted to her beauty and calmness." Abercrombie noted Obama Sr.'s deep voice, which made James Earl Jones sound like a tenor. And he described Stanley Ann as the original feminist, quite passionate in her arguments. Years later, Abercrombie caught up with Obama Sr. during a trip to Africa. He was drinking too much. His frustration was apparent, he recalled. To Abercrombie's surprise, Obama Sr. never asked about his ex-wife or son.